Thomas Jefferson is known to have composed much of the Declaration of Independence, but he wasn't happy with the final product. We'll discuss what made Jefferson grind his teeth and not talk to his fellow delegates. It's part of our President's Week series on this edition of The American Countryside.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Although Thomas Jefferson wrote much of the original draft of the Declaration of Independence, the final product endured much editing.
He's extremely furious. They edited for about 3 days, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. During the course of those 3 days, the only thing he actually really says is, "You've mangled my document." From that point on, he refers to the declaration as Congress's declaration. It's no longer his work because they actually made 84 changes to it. They cut an entire page out. He puts a clause in there where he wants to get rid of the slave trade. Why a slave owner would do that, I'm not quite sure about. But they strike that out, and he's actually really hurt by this.
Patrick Rowland at Independence National Historical Park says, in fact, he was so upset by the changes, he wanted everyone to know exactly what he had originally written.
Once their meeting is done, they have it the way they want. The actual very next thing he does is he rewrites his own work, and he sends it to Patrick Henry, one of his friends, letting everybody in the South know, that's not what I wrote, this is what I wrote. They're very similar, of course, not huge changes. Some are just a word or two. But he was extremely upset by these 84 changes.
Some of those original delegates probably thought July 2nd would be the day we would actually celebrate our independence.
In June, a man named Richard Henry Lee, another Virginian, proposes independence, which he says, you know, these colonies we are and of right ought to be free and independent states. It's actually on July 2nd they vote to break, to follow his resolution. That's when Jefferson presents his rough draft. We celebrate the 4th because that's the day they finally agree to the wording of his document.
Although Jefferson composed the words, Timothy Matlack was the man to use his fine penmanship to actually put the ink on the historic pages we have today. Traveling the country south in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.